Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
Hi, Donna. I'm going to mute.
Hi. I just had major problems with my computer when I was going to play the music, so I had to call Barbara, and she will be playing the music tonight, so that's why I'm a little late. Please forgive me. I'm going to mute everybody now, and I will introduce Barbara, and we will get started. And thank you so much, Donna, for in charge here and introducing people. So we will get started. And Barbara, if you're there, you can hit star six in it, unless you are already on. That's fine. And I'm going to mute. You may hit, need to hit star six after I mute here.
Okay.
Okay, you'll need to hit star six, Barbara. Barbara is
yes.
going to be our host tonight, and I will let her get started.
Great. Well, welcome, Heart Friends. We're glad that you can all be with us tonight for this great program. We would like to get acquainted with each and every one of you and learn more about you and introduce you to others in your area. If you would like to know like-minded people, please contact us. We have friends from all over the world who would also like to meet you. Would you like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities? Let us know. You are invited to share any prayer requests with us at the end of the class, which will occur at approximately 9:15 Central Time. So that's 8:15 Mountain Time, 7:15 Pacific Time. We have a HeartShare team of people. Our active team members are Cindy, Donna Korth, Lenore, Donna Dregan, Marlene, Sharon, Dwyn, and myself, Barbara. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth or me or any team member. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. We are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by emanating light as directed by our Father, Mother, God, and higher beings. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission is within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. We have a really great class tonight with David Christopher Lewis, our founder and spiritual teacher and messenger. He will be sharing what he has learned from the Masters about how to deal with intense personal and planetary changes which are affecting everyone on this planet, whether they realize it or not. We do not have to be perfect to be friends with the Masters. They want to be our friends, and they are here to serve us and help us come up higher. I suggest you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and then your hands are free. And sometimes they work better than a cell phone, too. We keep the callers muted to eliminate background noise, so Donna has muted you. There may be an opportunity for questions or comments, and when that happens, just press star six so we can hear you. We ask that you be fairly brief so we can finish on time. When you're finished speaking, please press star six again, and you will be muted again. Now I would like to call on our team member, Dwyn, to give an invocation. So take it away, Dwyn.
You can hear me?
Yes, Duane, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Beloved Father, Mother, God, Protector and Comforter, Alpha and Omega, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Jesus, and all of our heavenly hosts and friends, protect and seal all who are on our call and our technology this night with our beloved David Christopher Lewis. We are grateful for your presence with us as we call for God protection, vision, and discernment in all areas of our life. Be with us and assist our soul to receive the highest understanding from our class this night as we move forward on our path in greater attunement to God's holy will, wisdom, and love within our hearts, living in peace, wholeness, and in service to life. Amen.
Thank you, Dwyn. And now I would like to call on Lenore to give some announcements. So take it away, Lenore.
Good evening, everyone. We would like to share with you some of the opportunities and events that the Heart Center offers and invite you to join us with any that you feel called to. First, we have daily morning broadcasts from 7 to 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And you can listen to these by telephone, and instructions for this have been sent to you, or you can call us for more help. So much light is invoked in these sessions, and every day there is either a replay or a live heart stream or sharing from the Masters. We also have both national and international Mabor University courses and broadcasts. For more information on these and any events, please call 312-253-7600 or contact any one of us. We have this HeartShare teleclass on the last Thursday of each month, where you will have an opportunity to study the teachings of the Masters and the Angels, as well as learn how to apply these teachings and grow spiritually. We have other HeartShare opportunities and book studies in or near Baltimore and Chicago, Fresno, San Diego, and Mount Shasta in California, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in Sulphur Springs, Texas. You are welcome at any of these. Speaking of book studies, St. Germain's much-anticipated book has just recently been published. It's titled St. Germain on Advanced Alchemy, Heart Streaming in the Aquarian Age, Volume 1. It includes heart streams from St. Germain and Portia, with commentary from David Lewis, and St. Germain's answer to 33 questions posed by students of the Masters, along with an entire section of beautiful and inspiring artwork. Lastly, we have a wonderful summer conference coming up in Livingston, Montana, from June 17th to the 21st, with the Mabor University event, New Essene Teachings for Aquarius, from Enoch, Jesus, John the Beloved, John the Baptist, St. Germain, and Melchizedek. We would love to have you join us. Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Lenore. That was great. We like to do a short breathing meditation at the beginning of each class. This is also called pranayama. That's the Hindu word for it. It's to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand if you need to do so. So with me now, please close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. If you're interested in deep and longer meditations and techniques, please contact one of the HeartShare team and we'd be happy to work with you. As you're focusing on your third eye chakra now, see your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has told us that the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. So four sections. Breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Okay. Now we'll start with breathing in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do that again and do, instead of Holy Spirit, we'll do solar presence. So breathe in. I breathe in my solar presence. Hold it. I absorb all of his essence. Breathe out. I breathe out his light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Now, you can do this kind of an exercise with any little mantra that is meaningful to you. And if you do the four steps of breathing in, holding in, breathe out, and hold it out. I do this in the morning when I'm doing stretching exercises. And when you lean over, that's really an easy time to do the breathe out part because your lungs are being compressed as you lean over or down. So this is a great thing to do when you're doing exercises of any kind. Tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. I know the ones I sent out, unfortunately, I forgot to print the prayer on the back, but you are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. You can repeat it with me if you know it or you have it in print, or you can just listen and meditate with me if you would. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions and technical problems. Allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our Mother Earth. Now we will hear a wonderful song called Hail Elohim of Wisdom. It's number 130 in the Heart Center songbook. If you would like to purchase the songbook, grab your pen and write down this information. You can call 406-333-8801 or 312-253-7600 or email hcorderhelp@gmail.com. These songs are also prayers and will help you absorb and emanate light. As we sing this song, visualize your mind and your body filled with the golden pure light of love and wisdom. You won't be able to hear us singing, but you will be one with us as you sing with us. Visualize all of us as one. I'm going to play the song for you now. Hold on just a minute. Bear with me. Speak, don't
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
So go ahead and hit star 6, and we will proceed. I'm sure David is with us. So I would like to introduce, in fact, I am very delighted to introduce David Christopher Lewis to everybody tonight. He is our founder and a dedicated spiritual teacher who was called upon by the Ascended Masters to begin the Heart Center community in 2004. He is also an author, musician, recent talk show host, conference speaker, husband, and father. His most recent book, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, is a book that is essential for those of you who want to be filled with God's love and desire to bring about a world that knows and shares this love unconditionally. And this book is available in our bookstore now, and perhaps David will tell you a little more about it. David has been wonderfully gifted by the Lord with clairaudience, in which he receives messages directly from the angels and the ascended masters. And this is how his books are basically written. So, David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You'll need... Good. I will turn it over to you.
Welcome, everyone. God bless you, and thank you for being with all of us tonight and using some of your time wisely to investigate what the divine beings that we call the Ascended Masters have to offer to our planet and our people for our enlightenment, our spiritual edification, for our growth in many, many ways. So the subject is how to deal with intense personal and planetary changes. I believe that outer events reflect in part what is happening within us. If we look at the world and consider that it is separate from us, I believe that part of our awareness is dwelling in a state of duality. Because when we experience the unity of all life, knowing that in a higher plane of awareness, we are one. We are part of God. God is part of us. We are all connected. And we affect others by what we do, what we think, feel, say, our vibration. Then it puts the responsibility squarely upon us to interpret what is occurring in the outer world in terms of what is also going on within us. So when I received that this would be the subject, you notice that first it says intense personal and then planetary changes. Personal comes first. And the reason for that is that we as aspiring initiates, as spiritual beings, having a physical incarnation upon earth and dwelling in these coats of skin, have the opportunity to draw spirit into our world by our active divine imagination, by the co-creativity that God has provided and vouchsafed to us when he, she created us in their image and likeness, male and female. And when we take accountability and responsibility that we, in part, create the world around us by our awareness, then the planetary changes that we see can also be impacted by our awareness, what we do, how we comport ourselves in the world and before others, how we communicate, hopefully consciously, lovingly, with great reverence for life. And when we truly determine that we desire to be a part of the planetary shift that is occurring in a positive and loving way to help bring about planetary peace, enlightenment, and freedom, then every day becomes an opportunity for us to make that impact upon and within the world by the way we lead our lives. A key to dealing with intense personal and planetary changes is to live in presence. That means to live in the light of our true self, our God presence, our solar reality. And for those of you who don't know what that term solar reality means, you can learn a lot more about it in my book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, the first half of which was really dictated to me by beloved El Moria, who's known as the master of the first ray of the dawn. And he teaches great, amazing, alchemical truths that inspire us and give us pause to consider just how important our individual lives are in this process of the planetary shift that is occurring now, that we all feel in its intensity, with the energies being brought to bear right within our body temples in an intense way. So when we live in presence, when we live in the integrity of our true self, we live in what the masters have called a unity field of beingness. We transcend duality, what the Bible calls kind of double-minded thinking, or the, you know, when we have that them and us, or, you know, it's a polarity matrix in our consciousness where we're always blaming and shaming and naming others as the problem rather than considering that, well, maybe we have to cast that little mote out of our own eye before we consider the speck in someone else's. So one key to understanding this unity field of beingness is an ancient spiritual science that's been practiced in the Pacific region of our Earth for many, many decades and probably centuries, and it's called Ho'oponopono. And in a very earnest and loving way, people understand that by saying a simple prayer, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, we transcend a mortal awareness of limitation, and that we are disconnected. We enter this field of beingness where we are connected and one, and when we are loving, when we are forgiving, when we extend love and forgiveness to others, magic happens, transmutation occurs, issues are resolved, problems disappear in miraculous ways, and people can be healed, and that healing extends to the planet. And you can read more about this, and we had a Mary University course specifically on this science that was absolutely fantastic. We studied the work of Dr. Hugh Len and what he did in Hawaii with prisoners who were hardened criminals, and how they were transformed almost in the twinkling of an eye through this sacred work that he did on himself, within himself. So when we realize that change is actually good, it's normal, it's positive, and all change is an opportunity for more of what can actually help us and less of what is problematic, we shift into an awareness where we're not so much concerned about all the conspiracy things that are occurring, like the Walmart closings and Operation Jade Helm and what FEMA is doing Yes, I'm aware of what the shadow government and what the powers that were are trying to do, yet we are powerful spiritual beings, all of us. We have more divine energy within our causal body, which is the fruit of all of our good deeds and all incarnations that we've lived in upon Earth. We have more energy there to deal with these planetary issues than we realize. And when we invoke the light through dynamic decrees, prayers, meditation, devotional singing and chanting, and by being present with God within our heart in a dynamic and powerful way, we impact through what's been called the butterfly effect all life on Earth. Our vibrations, when they are holy, positive, and transcendent, affect every life form upon Earth. We can raise all life by our positivity in our meditations, when we emanate light, when we see frequencies of God, positivity, circling the planet, blessing every child, every mother, every father, and those who require that assistance and a little extra boost because they're going through pain, sorrow, anguish, because they've been affected by earthquakes in Nepal and the Himalayan region. When we see what is transpiring somewhere on the globe, there's also something going on within ourselves. We have to go within and see what that is. Find the core of it within ourselves. Work on that. Transmute how we are tied to what is transpiring somewhere else by our vibration, and by raising our awareness consciously and emanating love and light, peace, harmony, and all of the divine virtues and frequencies that we know we're here to objectify and outpicture, we do directly impact all life. And we can help others by our heightened awareness. We can choose to let go of fear, fear of change, fear of the future, fear of FEMA or the powers that were, the Bilderbergers, you name it. I'm aware of all of these things. I watch Alex Jones once in a while just to be aware of what's happening. He can be a little intense sometimes, and yet there's a lot of truths revealed. And we should be aware of them. Why? Not to be fearful, not to feel less than or disempowered. We're aware of it so that we can work and do our inner work on ourselves and be prepared and impact the planet by our Christic awareness, by the light of the Christ, the Buddha, the Divine Mother, right squarely within our own aura, within our own sphere of influence. Fear immobilizes and paralyzes us into inaction and inertia. Love frees us, expands our consciousness into amazing divine proactivity and positivity, and for miracles and blessings to manifest. We can learn to accept changes by welcoming and loving those changes. There's always a message from God within every opportunity that planetary and personal changes present right at our doorstep. And all of these opportunities are for our spiritual growth and development. You know, we have billions and probably trillions of cells in our bodies, and millions of them are dying each day, even as probably millions are being born each day. So we ourselves are changing physically all the time, and we know I believe that about every 7 years, we actually are, we have a new body. In other words, the cells that we had 7 years ago aren't here anymore, right within us. Now, these changes that are so physical are also there in a subtler way in our subtler bodies. And we can affect through our emotional stability and harmony the emotional body of the planet, the water element, by living in harmony and peace, and by speaking words that edify and inspire and comfort others. Likewise, we can affect the mental consciousness of the planet by studying the truths of the great religious teachers of all ages, the avatars, the messengers, those who have taught us how to transcend our limitations and move into a higher level of awareness where we are holy, we are whole, we are living in the integrity of our true birthright as sons and daughters of God. And by studying the true teachings of the Ascended Masters East and West and having their awareness incorporated within our consciousness, that energy vibrates right within our minds so that we can make right choices throughout our day, throughout our week, our month, our years, our decades, our entire life. And these right choices every day build the kingdom of God right within us. Remember, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Well, what are we building right now of that kingdom by our thoughts, by our feelings, by our awareness? Are we building a beautiful, holy city, pure, clean, clear, prismatic, crystalline, rich in the gold of Christ consciousness? If we are, then our inner kingdom of God is transcendent, and that light emanates from us to all people that we meet, and they can be inspired by our example, which is the greatest teacher that we can offer. Our example is more than anything that we can teach through speaking. How we live our lives, how we put into practice the spiritual truths of the Bible and of the ancient mystery teachings. So, change always provides an impetus for learning, and sometimes that learning comes through friction with others, in our interactions with them throughout our life, our family, our friends, our coworkers, our spiritual brothers and sisters. And yes, we all have these interactions which at times creates the dynamic of the potential for transformational change because we have to surrender maybe a human viewpoint from a limited perspective and embrace a more open and objective awareness by seeking that unity field in the center of the circle, the dot in the center of the circle where we're not on the periphery of living. We are in the integrity of that oneness with God that provides for us all the essentials for us to be victorious, successful in both our spiritual and our family, our vocation, our job, and every area of life. We deserve, as sons and daughters of God, to have all the abundance that we require to live without fear, pain, lack and want. And we have to claim that divine abundance, that divine inheritance that is ours. And by claiming it, we move into a higher field of awareness where we live beyond the pale of the human, and we enter the realm of the divine. we can transcend consciousness in our meditations to go to those sacred places like where Paul went, the seventh heaven, and where John the Beloved went when he meditated and received the Book of Revelation. If you think that these experiences are only for the few, think again, because they may be for you. Maybe you are destined to do great transcendent things for the earth if you simply make the choice to offer yourself as a vehicle for God, for the angels, for the ascended masters to use to bless life, to assist others, comfort others, minister to others, give lovingly from your heart. If we have cosmic expectancy, there hopefully will remain a smile on our face as we rise each morning to greet the sun, to greet the day, to greet God, the Holy Spirit, and say, thank you, God, for the new opportunity to live in the integrity of the oneness that I feel with you. I surrender something of my human, and I embrace something more of the divine that I know already exists within me, and yet I'm still learning how to process it, how to utilize the currents of light, the energy field of my true self, so that I can be my best and be of greater service to humanity. When we are spiritually intense through our oneness with God and our one-pointedness and our focus and our laser-like attention upon God throughout the day, when we are this intense in a loving and affectionate way toward God, we put the first commandment, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, and strength, squarely in front of us, and we determine that no matter what challenges may occur, we're going to put God first. When we do that, that intensity transmutes the other type of intensity that we feel seemingly coming from the outside through planetary changes and all these things that we think impact us so much, and yet it's our choice whether they impact us. It's our conscious choice whether we will accept the fact that all the things that Alex Jones and others talk about will be so impactful upon us. You know, I think it's better if we put more of our attention on what we desire to co-create of a beautiful new earth, radiant, harmonic, peaceable, loving, and we do our spiritual gardening and our physical gardening. We grow as much food as we can because we know that it's not going to be genetically modified. It's going to be organic because we won't use chemicals, and we can eat it fresh, and we can ingest it. We can chew our food well, and we can digest that food, and we know that it's real food rather than something that's been tainted, colored, sprayed, modified. You know, when we can ingest right from nature, as we did a century ago and more, live, vital, organic food, things will change. We will have less fear. We will have more love. The little things won't bug us anymore. We won't sweat anything. We will embrace it. We will love it. We will cherish challenges. We will look into the face of what is transpiring around and say, okay, God, I get the message. And we go into deep prayer, meditation, reflection, contemplation. We listen for the message in what is transpiring. And then when we receive it, we act upon it, with love, with ardor, with directed and focused action. Now, one person asked the question, and Donna sent it to me, are the Ascended Masters able to help prevent earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, and other natural disasters? And are these disasters part of this planetary shift? Yes, to a point. Even the Ascended Masters are not able to abrogate cosmic law. They can't change anything really without our permission and our invitation. However, when we sacrifice, when we pray, when we fast, when we storm heaven in a loving way to ask for mitigation, for mercy, and we spiritually put on our sack and ashes and sackcloth, we don't have to do it physically like they did in the old days, then we can potentially mitigate some of the destruction, some of the loss of life. However, some of these things do have to happen because people make wrong choices consciously and constantly, and nature is crying out and saying, you have to change your ways. You know, stop polluting the rivers, the waters. Stop using pesticides and synthetic fertilizers and destroying, through monoculture, your planet. When we listen, when we get it, then nature responds in a loving way, in an affectionate way, and we see better weather. We see less storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, natural disasters, because nature responds to our love. And the elemental beings, these beautiful nature spirits, are so happy when we acknowledge them, when we appreciate them, when we spend time with them, when we nurture them through what we do consciously by loving our Mother Earth and treating her properly. Now, someone else asked, what can I do to bring about more peace? Is there specific work we should do to mitigate Earth changes, and is there a way to speed it up so they would get it over with more quickly? Well, the answer is to be peace within ourselves, 24/7. Resolve all of our own emotional issues that crop up within ourselves. Have we in any way expressed angst, anger, or disquietude toward any life form in the last week, in the last month, in the last year? If so, discern why that happened, how we hopefully learn from it to avoid entering into that troubled water where we may have impacted the world by saying something that we shouldn't have or reacting in an intense way when we didn't really have to, if we had been more centered and loving and kind. So bringing about world peace begins right within our heart, within our emotional body, our solar plexus. We can do our solar gazing and drink in the light of the sun the first hour after the sunrise. Meditate with the sun, and there's a safe way to do it. You can learn more about that on our website or by asking others who do it regularly. And you can be that light of peace throughout your day by breathing like we breathed earlier in this session tonight, gently, calmly, deeply, and feel the light of God's eternal peace that the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Christ, so beautifully demonstrated and modeled for humanity when he calmed the storm, when he walked on the water, when he turned water into wine, when he did all of his miracles. If Jesus said, greater works than these shall ye do because I go to my Father, where are those greater works? Are we doing them because we have followed him all the way on the initiatic path and discerned with him through deep prayer what we must do every day in some way to garner more spiritual light so that we can radiate what he radiated, what people saw as his beautiful aura or halo, what they felt as the light pouring forth from him, like when the woman touched his garment and her discharge of blood was stanched. You know, if we truly desire to be healers, we can do it if we choose to be whole, first ourselves, and then to expand the light in our auras so that it is always flowing, billowing, and energizing everything in our immediate environment. To me, true healing is the expansion and extension of light, consciousness, power, divine power, radiance, and the energy of the Holy Spirit. That is true healing. And when we invoke the angels, as we did this morning in our beautiful service where we played an excerpt of an amazing video, we're going to play the other two sessions in the next 3 or 4 days. When we observe the miracles that angels can manifest through our invitation, through our prayers, through our acceptance that they exist and that they can help mitigate planetary problems, then amazing things do happen. Now, another person says, I've observed that people are experiencing extreme sexual energies or sexual concerns lately. Is this part of planetary change or part of tension release? Well, this is a topic for an entire class, and I won't go into great detail. What I can say is that if you're experiencing intense energies in this realm, there is something that may be blocked or seeking to be expressed or outplayed or outpictured in your consciousness, in your life, and you have to discern what are those blocks, how you can release that pent-up energy in a spiritual way rather than doing it in a way that will not serve you well. And sexual energy is sacred or sacral energy. And when we raise the kundalini through spiritual meditation, through devotion to God, through adoration of the one God with all of our heart, mind, and strength, when we do that, there's a gentle flowering and flow like a gentle fountain of the increase and the expansion and the uplift of that light through our auras, through our chakras, from the base of the spine chakra to the crown. And then there won't be this intensity where we feel like we have to release it through some sort of intense sexual experience. Yes, the planet is going through the shift, and the planet itself is experiencing all the energies that we, humanity, are sending out, that we are sending out to everywhere. The anger, the rage, you know, and some of the demonstrations and the riots we've seen lately, all of this impacts the Earth through our auras and the greater auric field of the Earth. Someone else asks, how can we get the correct information regarding various calamities occurring daily that we all feel emotionally distraught about but don't know how to handle or how true they are being related? Well, again, I think I've touched on that. It's all about us dealing with what's going on inside of us. If we look too much to the outer world and blame things or look for all this stuff happening and think that somehow it's really impacting us and we are debilitated because of it, that's our choice. So choose not to be impacted by it. In fact, it may be better for most of us to just not watch the news most of the time. You know, every once in a while, fine. If you read the papers all the time, if you watch the major media, you're going to be depressed. There's no doubt about it. Part of that energy that they are putting out is to depress us, to control us, to make us feel like animals rather than divine beings. So choose to be godly, loving, divine. And all of these outer calamities and things that are going on won't seem so bad because you rise above them. You're living in a different awareness. The shift has occurred within you. You are the shift. And because you've shifted into a higher gear, you're vibrating with amazing light energies. And you are emanating love and the virtues of God to all life. So I think my time is about up. And I apologize if it wasn't really an opportunity for people to ask other questions live here, although I did cover the ones that Donna shared with me that some of you had already asked about. So, Donna, is there anything else you'd like to say before the next phase of the class tonight?
Well, if anybody does have a question that you would like to ask David, we can go over till 9, let's see, I guess it's 9:15 our time, 8:15 his time, if he is able to stay for a few more minutes. And if anybody does have a further question, please feel free to hit *6 and ask.
Yes, I'm available. Although I do have a friend who called me and I said I'd be busy till 8 o'clock. He may come any time. However, he hasn't arrived yet, so I'm willing to take a question or two.
Hi, this is Lozumai.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to comment on your great talk. Thank you so much. It's given me a lot to think about, and it sounds great. I wanted to comment on focus and intention. I'm really glad that you brought that up. There's a lot on this call about disasters and things like that, and obviously people want to know how to help and what it means to see these things and so on and so on. And I really agree with you to really try not to focus on that because what you focus on becomes more expanded, as we know. And also to choose the intention of the day and of your life and everything, because intention is the glue that holds us together. It holds everything together. We all spin at around 60,000 kilometers per hour, so we all gather light particles at great speed. And our intention is that way in terms of keeping a high vibration, then we'll become higher and higher, gather more and more speed, and this makes a tremendous difference in the world, as you've already said, because we're picking up the light, we're picking up the ancient knowledge, and everything, we're just spinning with the whole thing. And then, of course, we feel good, and we also feel quite high. I mean, I do. I feel very high on the spiritual energy. It's so high, and I feel so full of well-being and joy and just delight all the time. But what strikes me about the whole thing is how it, what keeps us together, and it's the intention. Because if we didn't have a strong, powerful intention, just as human beings, in terms of projecting our consciousness down here into this physical plane, we would spin either spin off and go splat, or we would wake up as a sheep in Australia or something, or a pig in China or something. So our intention is very, very important, and so thank you so much for bringing that up.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, Wayne Dyer has given beautiful teachings on intention. And remember, though, that intention is what you intend to do. And it's good to set a matrix for the perfected picturing of what you desire in a godly way. However, we all have to put our intentions into action to make them real in the world. Yeah. And I'm a very practical person. My wife and I have almost 6 acres of land, and we spend a considerable amount of time from, you know, spring till the end of fall, as we're able to, outside growing organic food and doing permaculture. And I believe that when we have positive intentions, it's incumbent upon us to make them into realizable, actionable goals, objectives, so that we are living in reality in a very practical way. And I've known in the past people that meant well and intended well, yet they weren't objectifying and mastering their lives by actually doing. So I know in the West we're great doers, and in the East they're great meditators, and I think the balance of these two is important, where we can go deep into our higher self through all that we cognize in the higher fields of spiritual awareness in the heaven worlds, and yet then we can bring that light into the earth. We spiritualize matter and we materialize spirit in a very practical way through the figure eight flow of integration. And this year, 2015, Gautama Buddha gave a beautiful thought form at the beginning of the year. 2015 adds up to 8. 8 is the ray of integration, as above, so below. Look at the number 8. And it's an opportunity for us to anchor spirit and matter and materialize spirit by raising our consciousness into the divine world consciously. So thank you for your sharing. I loved what you said. And just that little tidbit about, it's one thing to intend to do something. It's a whole other dynamic to actually do it. And I believe in doing and self-realization, fulfilling our highest dreams, aspirations, and goals by having very practical objectives and acting upon them daily, serving others. And by doing that, I think we prove the law of being in our lives.
I found in my own life that if I create it on the inside, then it will also come on the outside to reflect it, as you were saying earlier. And also, I wanted to add to that, you talked earlier about changing things within your body within 7 years. And I just wanted to bring up a topic. I don't know if it's relevant here. Well, it is to me, but it's very important to me. Every moment we quantum timeline leap. We jump timelines every second that we think of something different. So if we think of something sad and upsetting and disastrous, then we will drop our vibration immediately, and we will jump into a different timeline. We will actually jump into a different version of ourselves. I'm becoming more and more aware of this as time goes on. It's fascinating to me, and I'll be writing about it soon. But the point is, with every thought, it's very very important to focus and concentrate on your thoughts and be very clear where your intention's going and why, on your frequency, to be vibrationally responsible and not lazy. Because as soon as you do, you go off, and you go off into a different version, your timeline changes, your vibration changes, and everything can crumble at that point, especially if you go into a vortex of, oh, nothing's working, blah, 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 and it's really important to keep on target. So that quantum leaping there. So what I wanted to really say is it happens every second. Every second, now. You know what I mean? What are you thinking now? Now is critical. And so for the ones of us that you were talking about that are very spiritually intense, we know we're here for a very important reason, and we're very clear. For me, anyway, it's critical for me to keep on target all the time and be serious about this in those terms.
Thank you. Well, I agree. I took a class with Dr. Richard Bartlett, and it was all on quantum divine science, I would say, and it was just beautiful. And we did do time travel. We did. It was just absolutely fun, and we were all laughing, and you actually shift constantly into
yes.
higher vibrational states.
Or lower ones. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, yeah. Critical.
Is there anybody else that may have a question or a comment?
I yes, can do it. Marguerite, is it okay to go?
Yes.
Okay, maybe this is dovetailing on what this other woman was speaking to, but my question is, and I've been working very hard at this, I can achieve very, very high, very expanded states of consciousness. I see many things. I have many experiences, commune with the masters, the avatars, really the whole host of the mantle, and it's very beautiful. But I also experience the opposite. And when those energies are experienced, it's very painful for me physically, and it gets to the point where I can barely function. And my question is, I mean, I'm touching on a touchy subject here, but are there also demonic energies, or am I touching on something that is within me that another person is reflecting back to me, and I'm experiencing that vibration that's out of tune with my true, authentic, divine self? It's very confusing for me and a very difficult journey for me. So I'm wondering if you can shed some guidance there.
Yeah, I sense that you're a very sensitive person, and people that are very sensitive and have their chakras open are open to everything, of course, and we have to protect our chakras and our sense centers, our power centers, by doing certain spiritual work, including calling to Archangel Michael, which we did earlier, and the host to seal us and our auras, chakras, in light, so that some of these energies that could impinge don't. And when we feel any descent of the energy of our true self during the day, it's really hard and maybe we've expended a lot of energy, and then you may feel a little drained, you know, just pause, tonic breathing, feel the influx of light again, and see the absolute powerful auric field of your true self manifesting in this crystalline, impervious tube of light or sphere of it's diamond in its power and its intensity and in its protective force field or flow field. And the entities, the demons, the nefarious forces won't be able to impinge upon you when you sustain that energy field. On the cover of the Advanced Studies of the Human Aura book, there's a beautiful image that an artist from Canada painted, and I just love it. It's a woman meditating, and she's got the sphere of light around her, and she's obviously in a very high vibrational state. She's got flames on her raised palm, you know, going up into the atmosphere. It's beautiful. Well, to me, this does signify the fact that we can maintain that protective energy field around us so that even when we are maybe temporarily tired or a little drained, the energies of the dark forces, which do exist, although we don't have to name them all the time or we don't have to objectify, you know, and focus on them, yet when we have a lot of light, they are drawn to us sometimes. And why? Because they may desire resolution themselves, and so we can love them and send them on their way and say, hey, just go into the light, be transformed. You were originally light. There's no reason for you to dwell in darkness. Just accept the light of God within your being, and everything, and you'll be free. You know, these dark entities, these discarnates, whatever, at the core of them, there is still light. So if we hold that light energy on their behalf and see them going into the light, and actually in some cases command in the name of divine beings, you know, whether it's Brahma, mm-hmm. Vishnu, or Archangel Michael or Jesus the Christ, demand in the name of the living God that they go into the light, then they have no power over you. They will not taunt you. They will go into the light by your command. And if there's another person close at hand with you, you can hold hands, but together it's more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Invading force fields don't have to diminish you or weigh you down.
And I think that's what happens, because I do all that you are suggesting and commanding them, two or more coming together. And you know, it does actually require two great lights coming together for some of these to lift off. And I'm just wondering if there's something within me that I shrink myself down so that I lose my empowerment. because I do everything that you talk about. And, I mean, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel are very much in my potpourri of guides. And so even with that type of assistance and more, it still is an embattlement. So I'm guessing I must have some additional inner work on self-esteem or victimization. I'm just not sure because
Very, very clear in your awareness to me, just from listening
yes.
to you. So I think you already know the answers. You have the keys. One thing you could learn about is the Elohim, Astraea, and Purity. And these are very, very powerful Elohimic beings. These are the creators of worlds. They're the
mm-hmm.
ones who created the planets and the solar system. So they are so powerful, and there's something called the Circle and Sword of Astraea. And when you invoke that energy field, it is absolutely transcendent, and it just annihilates anything less than perfection and beauty and grace and glory. So
can I read about that on your website?
I would talk to Barbara or Donna or one of the people on the call, and they can lead you to more information on that. We actually have a CD on prayers and songs to Astraea and Purity, and it's beautiful. And
okay.
I would encourage, you know, any of you who would like to learn more about these Elohim. We also have a beautiful CD of 7 songs to the Elohim that's absolutely phenomenal. And they're all composed by a wonderful composer from Arizona, from Tucson, Robert Resitar, who's just a phenomenal guy. And this music is transcendent. One of the ones you heard earlier in our time tonight, to the Elohim of Wisdom. So there's other Elohim, and they're very, very powerful beings. So when you feel some of these intense energies, it's a time to commune with the Elohim. Play their songs, give their decrees or prayers, meditate. Be in nature if you can, because nature is so healing. And when you're
yes.
in the sun, walking in nature, that will give you the boost.
Yes, I do spend a great amount of time in nature. I have a sitting area outside that I go to, and it's very helpful. This has been very helpful, David. Thank you so much. And do I need to call Donna separately, or how do I get the guy?
At the end of the they can help you out.
If you can
okay.
stay
Am
over,
how long
I'd love to help you.
Okay, if not, Donna, I think I can look up your number and call. I've got to help my daughter with her math homework, so I have to cut out. But can I call you tomorrow?
Yes, you sure can. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that because I definitely want to order the things that I need. Thank you so much. This has been so helpful.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you were here.
Thank you. It was wonderful. Thank you. Many blessings.
And, you know, another thing is we have spiritual warriors, and I don't usually use the warrior analogy, but we have people that pray for others. So you can always request prayers, and we have a great team of people that will pray for you through anything that you're going through to assist you. And our joy to do that.
Thank you. I so appreciate your work. It's just awesome, David. Thank you so much and your team.
Praise God.
Thank you.
I'll talk tomorrow, Donna.
Okay, great.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
You have time for one more?
If Donna's okay with it.
Fine with me.
Okay.
David, I was just wondering if you could give us a special fiat for faith. Faith is a gift, isn't it?
Well, faith is a being, and it's also a virtue, and it is a gift. And so in the name of the living God, in the name I am that I am, the great host of ascended beings, cosmic Christs, planetary Buddhas, Elohim, and beings from out the Pleiades, and the great central sun, we call to the masterful Archaea named Faith to descend into the earth and into the lives of these initiates and devotees, O Lord. And we call for the shield of Faith to surround them, protect them, and the dynamic of absolute, indomitable fearlessness, joy, radiance, and holiness. And with this blue fire energy and this crystalline light, we pray for the duration of each one's life upon this earth, they will be sealed by an angel of faith, one of Archangel Michael's legions, to protect them every day, day and night, 24/7, and that this angel, along with their own beautiful guardian angel, their own master presences and guides and guardians, will absolutely defend them before any supposed enemy and to protect them as they encounter their initiations, go through the tests, the trials, and the opportunities that will allow them to transcend, grow, and dynamically impact our earth with their beautiful, radiant field of joy. Beloved Archaea Faith, with your other Archaeae friends, beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, Jophiel and Christine, Chamuel and Charity, Gabriel and Hope, Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, Uriel and Aurora, Zachiel and Holy Amethyst, Uziel and Azalea, and the angels and archangels and Archaeae of the five crystal rays, surround all those on this call tonight. Protect them, love them, cherish them, nurture them, raise them up, feed them light every day for their enlightenment and their spiritual freedom. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I think that's it, Donna. I'm going to mute now and say goodnight to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, David. You've been a blessing to all of us.
You're welcome.
All right. Sharon, I don't know if Sharon Wallace is here tonight, but I would like to call on her to give us a sealing prayer. And then those of you who can stay, we will pray together for those particular requests that you are aware of. Sharon, are you there by any chance? If you are, hit star 6.
I'm
otherwise,
here.
I will... Great. Would you pray for us, please? Just seal it?
Yes, yes, yes. In the name I am that I am, I call for the sealing of these energies, and we are so grateful for David's message. We are grateful for all the light bearers, the souls of light on this call. We call for intense saturation of light this night. Seal us, and we thank you and accept this right now with full power. Amen.
Amen. All right. What we're going to do now is take prayer requests, and we have several people, Sharon and Donna Dregan, and I'm not sure if Lenora is still here, and Dwayne and Barbara and myself, and we will pray for any requests that come forth tonight, and we will honor them in the weeks ahead so that the prayer requests that you have will not just be prayed for tonight, but they will continue by all of our team members. We will continue to pray for you, and we will keep you in our minds and thoughts and hearts. So if you have a prayer request, hit star 6 and tell me your name and then give me your prayer request as quickly as you can so everybody will have an opportunity.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and my friend Lynn Snyder died yesterday, and I was wondering if there are any prayers to help with her transfiguration.
Yes. Yes, we will call for her successful transition. And with Archangel Michael and the Archangels and her own particular Father, Mother, God, Higher Self, we will call for her to be in complete and total peace tonight and great joy as she is welcomed at that level where she can continue to grow on the other side, which is where our true home is. That's, how do you spell her last name, Rebecca?
Snyder. Lynn
Snyder. S-N-Y-D-E-R.
S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Got it. Okay, are there any more prayer requests?
I have a request.
Okay.
This is Patricia Murphy, and I have a request for the creation of a job at a place I just found in the last few days that is only 7 minutes from my home. where I can do therapy work. There is no opening there now. It's a fairly new veterans center, and I would like to have prayers for a job to be created there that I can fill.
Oh, wow. Yes. Sure. For any of you who do not know Patricia Murphy, she is a wonderful counselor and is a joy to know. We have you down, Patricia. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do we have some more prayer requests?
I have one.
Yes.
Yes, mine is also for creation of a job and for prosperity for my health and wellness business and for housing.
Tell me your name.
Donzella, Donzella.
Oh, Donzella, hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? It's nice to hear you again.
Thank you. It's good to hear you. Okay, I've got down here creation of a job, and was it success in your health and wellness business?
Yes.
And the right place to live?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other requests?
This is Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to request prayers for a friend's mother. Her name is Donna McLean de Montoya, and she's got some form of cancer. I'm not sure exactly what, but she's beginning chemotherapy treatments. And I just would request prayers for her total recuperation and for the best possible outcome for her health.
Okay. And how are you and Philip doing? Can we pray for you and Philip in any way?
Sure. You could always pray for us. I would pray, ask, request for a speedy and equitable resolution to his disability claim, which is under consideration at present. He has two more doctor's appointments next week and another one on the 14th of May, and then after that they're going to be making some kind of determination whether he qualifies for any disability payments. So.
Okay, disability claim to come
yeah.
through quickly and be for him to be qualified.
Right.
Okay, good. Got it.
Thanks.
Okay. And I would like everybody to pray for my daughter, Karina, who's battling continual anxiety and depression and sleeplessness. In fact, she tried to call while we were listening to David, and I just let it go. I'm just going to talk to her later. So I would like to pray for her before I talk to her, because sometimes I don't really know what to do. She doesn't always accept the kind of counseling or advice I would like to give her. So sometimes I just have to listen. So I pray for me to have wisdom in relating and dealing and helping her, and for her to recover from this, from whatever's causing it. That's anxiety and depression. Yes.
Isn't sleeplessness pretty common right now with the change of the vibrations?
Yes, sleeplessness is more common now, and I've even told her that, trying to let her know that there's not an oddball, in other words, in that area. I'm getting by on very much less sleep, and people are dreaming more. They're having more vivid and continual dreams, sometimes exhausting. So for those of you who are experiencing more dreams and exhaustion as a result, don't feel like the Lone Ranger. And if you have an opportunity in the middle of the day, don't feel guilty about sitting down and meditating and maybe taking a brief nap, whatever it takes. Because, yes, our bodies are changing in that whole area. Okay, any other prayer requests?
Yes, Donna. I would like to pray for a friend of mine who called me a couple of days ago. She's in North Carolina now, Dolores Voss. She's a retired nurse, and she said she just came back from the doctor, and they told her she has cancer. I need to call her back, and I actually had said that maybe you could talk with her one day about all of the different possibilities that people have done. You know,
what kind of cancer, Donna?
She didn't say. She I can't remember exactly, and I told her I'd call her back Friday.
How old is she, approximately?
She's probably 70.
Okay. Where did
you What was her last name?
Voss, V-O-S-S.
V-O-S-S.
V as in victory.
And where did you say she lives?
She lives in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Good.
Donna?
And yes.
This is Lee. Also, I would like prayers for me because you're talking about everybody not being able to sleep. Well, I'm wanting to sleep a lot, and then my energy level seems to be very low.
That's another thing that's happening. People can't seem to get their energy up, or they're sleeping more than usual. Whatever they were doing, it is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is like taking a broom and balancing the broom upside down, the handle, in the palm of your hand. I don't know if you did that as a kid, but we used to do that as a game when we didn't know what else to do. We would have to see who could balance a broom on our palm of our hand the longest. Well, in order for that broom to balance, you'd have to be constantly moving one way too far and then the other way too far. In other words, you couldn't just stand still and do nothing. But that's kind of like what our body is doing. If we weren't having a problem with sleep, we are having it now. And if we were having a problem with sleep, we may not have a problem now, or we may be doing it too much. It's one way or the other as we finally get ourselves in balance, which will come. And it will come faster as we stay in our presence. And the best way I know to do that is like David said, in everything you're doing, apply your presence to it.
Mm-hmm.
And say whatever it is that's happening, say thank you. And I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. That was the miracle that ended all of the insane criminals' problems in the prison that Professor Hinn acknowledged.
Hugh Lynn,
yes.
Yeah.
And that David told us about. So we will pray for you, Lee, about your sleepiness and your lack of energy.
Donna, also,
yeah.
David said something the other day on the service. There was someone who spoke about bee pollen. Did you hear that? You know about that?
Yes, and that's another
that we're
going
to sell in the store.
Right. Thank you so much. Anybody who would like to really get their energy up in a very powerful and very natural healing manner, call our store at that number we gave you earlier. I know that some of you aren't real computer easy. You don't particularly like to work on the computer much, so if you want to call that store number, I don't see it right here. Maybe you can see it, Barbara. Where was it? Anyway.
I've got Jeanette's number.
That's the number. Jeanette's ill right now, but the other store number is 406-333-8801, and that's Nancy.
Right.
And you can call that number and ask her about the bee pollen. It's some unique bee pollen out of Sweden, much different and more powerful and cleaner than anything you'll find in the United States.
And the heart stream from, I believe it was it Diana? Who was it from Venus? It Mother Mary? And she talked about the bees.
Yeah, I think it was Mother Mary.
In Venus,
right.
Yeah. And that's on the home page.
Yes,
the
yes
heart
it is.
Stream.
All you have to do is click on it on the home page and hear that. Okay, good. Anything else?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I'd like to ask for prayer for my son, Masood.
For your son, Masood? Okay. How would you like us to pray for him? I can't remember what that, I know I read it or saw it. Susan, are you still there?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. That he could get his alcoholism under control enough to keep his job if it's not too late and not hurt himself or anyone else at this time.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Welcome.
Donna?
Yes.
One other thing I would like prayer for is that I think that lady that bopped her son over there in Baltimore and that she was telling him to stop doing what he was doing, I think we should pray for her too, because I think we need more parents standing up and observing their children and being sure that they're doing the right thing. And I know that there's some things that they're criticizing the mother, but I feel like that we need to pray for her, because I think that that's what we need to do. We have to stand up and be parents.
That's right.
Amen.
And I think we can definitely pray for the Baltimore situation anyway tonight.
Yes.
And all the parents that are responsible or have been irresponsible.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'd like to add something on that. That lady, social services, is trying to take action against her. So thank you for request. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Hello, Donna.
Well, we'll pray for the right thing to happen. Yes.
Donna? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Donna, this is Martha calling, Martha Mann.
Martha, yes.
Yes, I would be grateful if you could pray for my husband, Oswald, for speedy and full recovery of his stroke and all his symptoms, especially his eyesight and muscles, and also that he will be accepted in a recovery home here in the south of the city where we live. And he was refused last time. And also for me that I gain some strength and energy back to cope with our situation better.
Oh, yes. We should well do that.
Thank you, dear.
A lot of us have low energy. Lady Christine said she would help us with that.
Yes, we will do that. We will pray for Martha and we'll pray for Oswald. Okay, let's then and do this. We have 10 prayer requests here. Unless there's anything else, we will go ahead and get started.
Donna?
Yes.
Excuse me. This is Marcia, Diane Hamlin. And I just would, kind of on that note, ask for prayers for my son, Francis, who is a fairly new police officer of the peace, and he is working in Oakland, and they are experiencing many of the same kinds of challenging situations with demonstrations and so forth there. So I'm on my knees figuratively a lot, praying for his safety. His name is Francis.
Francis, that's...
Mm-hmm. And my one of my other sons is still in the recovery process from chronic fatigue. He's had to leave medical school, and he could also use little extra bursts of prayer, which I'm happy to be here tonight to pray for all these beautiful people and their concerns and really selfless love for
oh,
life.
I'm so glad you're here. Maybe you can help us. Help us pray tonight. What is your second son's name, first name?
His name is Justus,
J-U-S-T-U-S.
Yeah, I've had him on the prayer list a couple of times, but It doesn't ever hurt. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Fatigue. Chronic fatigue. Okay. So I'm just going to go over these prayer requests real quickly. We will start. Now, if anybody is not muted, please hit star 6 again so that you can mute a lot of background noise otherwise. And then when you're ready, when the team is praying with us tonight, and I'm inviting Marcia Hammond also. So when you are praying, you can hit star 6 again so we can hear you. So for right now, hit star 6 to mute yourself, and when it's time to pray, you can hit star 6 so we can hear you. So I have Donna Dregan, Barbara, Sharon Wallace, Marcia that are praying, and Dwayne, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
Holly's Dwayne. Here, too.
And who is there?
Holly.
Holly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pray.
All right, then I'm going to give you, if there's anybody else that would like to pray, just tell me your name, and I will give you one of the requests that we wrote down, that I wrote down here. Okay, I'm going to give Rebecca's request for Lynn Snyder, who died, and for Pat Murphy, her request, Patricia Murphy, her request is for a creation of a job that is at this Veterans Center for a job opening there. It's only 7 minutes from her home, and it would be a wonderful place for her to work. So, Barbara, with you, you can take Rebecca's prayer request for Lynn Snyder and for Patricia Murphy's request for a job at this Veterans Center 7 minutes from her home.
Okay.
And then Donna Dregan, if you will take Donzella's request, she also would like a creation of a job and for success for her health and wellness a business. And for the right place for her to live. And if you would also, Donna, take Barbara's request for her friend. I got the first two letters here. Barbara, what?
Donna McLean de Montoya.
Donna McLean de Montoya. Okay. So, Donna, if you could take that request. Praying for Donna McLean de Montoya, who begins chemotherapy treatment soon, and also for a speedy, equitable solution to Philip's disability claim, that it will be taken care of and he would be able to get the disability he requires for his physical challenges right now. And then, Dwayne, if you would take my request for Karina, my daughter, my youngest daughter, who is suffering from continual anxiety and depression and sleeplessness, and for also anybody and everybody that is having sleep problems or these similar problems. And if you would also take Dolores Voss, who is a retired RN who has cancer, and she's around 70, and she lives in North Carolina, and Donna just heard about this. Then, let's see, Sharon, you would take Lee Lippert's request. Hers is also for sleep and lack of energy. And she also requests prayer for the Baltimore mothers and fathers and all that's going on. We would like, anyway, just prayer for Baltimore in general. And the solutions, the correct solutions, any challenges that they have there at this time and all over the place where people are rising up in different cities that are spurred on by this particular situation in Baltimore. And Holly, if you would like to pray for Susan's request for her son Masood, that's M-A-S-U-D, for him to get his alcoholism under control and to be able to keep his job. And
you bet.
Have that?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you would pray for Martha's Mance's. Martha has a husband who had a stroke recently, and it's affected his eyesight. And his name is it Oswald?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that's his name. We I just called him Oz whenever I referred to him, to Martha. But anyway, he has had a stroke. He has eyesight complications. They live in Canada. And he needs to be accepted in the recent in the recovery home that's close by so that he can get, you know, it's like a hospice or a nurse, a rehabilitation center. And also for Martha, if you would pray for her strength and energy to come back.
Is this for me, Holly, or did you give it to somebody else?
It's for you, Holly.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Great. And I'm going to take Marcia's request. Marcia, if you would seal it and pray for anything that we overlooked or anything else that comes into your mind as we finish. Okay, Barbara, I'll let you go ahead and start.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Maria Estrella to lock your cosmic circle and sword of blue flame in turn around the soul of Lynn Snyder, who passed away yesterday, and around all other souls who have passed from the screen of life this past week or so, and even during this month, especially all light bearers and light workers, to seal them within your blue flame and to escort them to their proper place in the etheric to prepare for re-embodiment or as candidates for the ascension according to God's holy will, wisdom, and love for their life streams and their own karma. Please bless them and comfort them, cut them free from all astral entanglements, and help them to learn and grow in whatever capacity is right for each one at this time. We pray for the comfort of all the friends and relatives of Lynn Snyder and of her friend Rebecca, and all of her family members, to give them courage and peace, help them feel the comfort angels loving them and helping them move forward in their lives. We call to beloved Fortuna, goddess of supply, and to Portia, goddess of opportunity, to open up an excellent job position for Patricia Murphy Carlson at the VA center that is near her home. This or something better, Lord, create the right and perfect job for Patricia at this time in her life and help her find fulfillment and adequate income, and all help her put her many good qualities to use in a place that is just right for her. We thank you, and we know it is done. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, we ask that Lanello help Donzella find the great job, and Lady Francesca and Fortuna help her with her success in the health and wellness business and find a wonderful place to live full of light and surrounded by wonderful energy. And we ask in the name I am that I am, we ask for Mother Mary and the healing angels and Hilarion and Jesus and Magda to help Donna McLean Day Montoya help her with her chemotherapy soon and have her completely well as soon as possible in quick time. And we also ask in the name I am that I am, we ask for Philip Gabbert, Mother Mary, and Raphael help Philip land and receive the disability claim that he so wishes immediately. And we ask also for Lady Master Francesca to be with him also and accelerate this disability claim immediately. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
In the name of the I am that I am and my holy Christ for self, I call to beloved Kuan Yin. I call to beloved Lady, I call to beloved Kuan Yin Kuthumi to enfold Karina. I ask that beloved Kuthumi work with her in all anxiety, all depression, all that feels unsettled within herself, all that is standing in the way of her absolute state of peace and God direction and God clarity. We call for her receptivity to the Holy Spirit and the absolute highest level of instruction that her beloved mother, Donna, is giving to her, and that she just know and feel and experience and know the truth that she's receiving through that blessed presence. We call to for Donna to be in absolute God peace and knowing as she is one with the Holy Spirit, and that she feels that peace radiating to Corina, and that peace is flowing right back in a state of God perfection and wellness, and all the angels encircling them, and the flow field is free and clear and beautiful. And we call for beloved soul of Dolores Voss, retired nurse, who any concerns that she has in regard to her condition be settled, and that she feel at peace, and that she receive the support of Jesus and the angels, and the support of any family, friends, anyone who can give it to her, as she is in at any time feeling anything that is less than joy and peace and balance concerning her condition, and that she receive the most conscious and supportive care in her condition, and whatever that she requires, that it be handled in absolute attunement with those who are working with her and her physical body, as well as her emotions and mental, and that she has peace angels around her at all times. Amen.
I think either Sharon or, yeah, Sharon is next. Sharon, are you there? Okay, I'll take it then. We call right now in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit for Lee, for Lee's energy and for her concern about sleeping too much and having this lack of energy. And we pray for great insight for Lee as she is led by the Holy Spirit and by her Father, Mother, Higher Self in knowing what to do, and that she will get the right help for this, and that she would just thank you for it at the moment, because we know that in everything we are to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, according to the Scriptures. So let us all be thankful for these situations. We pray tonight also for the challenges coming out of Baltimore. We would pray for the mothers involved and the fathers involved, and the irresponsibility that has occurred, and for the regarding the people that are in all of the looting and stealing, and the CVS pharmacy that was basically ruined. We pray for the right lessons and the right opportunities for everyone involved in these situations, so that they, in some way, will take responsibility and see that they are not an island, but they are one of all of us and need to take responsibility for their lives. So despite their backgrounds and their dysfunctional families and whatever has happened, we pray for great victory for everyone involved in that uprising in Baltimore and any city across our country right now where this contagious outflow of frustration may occur. And I particularly, right at this moment, since I'm thinking of it, pray for Francis Hammond, who is a new police officer in Oakland, a city where this is susceptible to happen. for his great protection, insight, and wisdom in this at this time. I would call also right now for Susan's son, Masood. The challenge that he has with alcoholism and keeping his job and not losing it, and for him to just recover and see, may he see the light and be strengthened enough to get help and recover from this challenge of alcoholism, which I've seen in my own family too, and I feel with Susan as she sees this happening with her son. We will see in our mind's eye a complete cure for him and a complete victory in everything he's doing. And I'll pass this on now to Holly. Holly, go ahead.
I'd also like to add for Susan's son, Masood, and my father also had a problem with alcohol for a while, and I just would like to add that Cyclopea look over him and Archangel Michael and Mother Mary and all the healing angels, and that he might see more clearly what there is for him in this life, and that he have find a purpose other than drowning himself, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that because it affects everybody, and we pray for Mother Mary to help Susan through this, because it's just one of the hardest things. I'd also like to pray for the complete healing for Oswald Mans from his stroke, and that his eyesight be completely restored. And it would be such a blessing if he could be accepted in the recovery home that's close by where they live. Also, I'd like to pray for Martha to regain her strength and energy to be able to deal with all of this, because it takes so much. I've done this too, and according to God's perfect will, wisdom, and love. Amen.
Thank you. I want to pray also for Justice, who has been challenged with this chronic fatigue and had to drop out of school. And we all have our sons and our daughters that we could allow to drain us, help us to rejoice and thank God for their lessons, for our lessons through them, for the lessons that the people that they know will learn by knowing them, and for whatever is to occur in these situations, we pray for victory in the end, and we pray that the victory will occur quickly for them, and there will be the least suffering possible, that there will be freedom and joy in as they progress in this particular lifetime that they are. Thank you for our sons and our daughters, and we pray for help for ourselves in staying balanced in our relationships with them, in having sometimes a non-emotional type but total love for them, in staying stable ourselves for them and for an example to other parents. Amen.
Amen.
And Marcia, you go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. We have created here, oh, beautiful God, beautiful, beautiful God, beautiful God presence within each one of us. Beautiful God who is everywhere, always was and always will be. We have created here a beautiful, pulsing, active, adequate electrode of our love and our compassion for all of life. Let's enter into it completely right now as a sangha, as a group here who have gathered together to praise and love and thank God for life. Let us enter into the very core of this electrode of our love that we've created and understand its power, its great power, this grace and beauty to affect life, all life that has any similar conditions or concerns. Let's sit with it just a moment and take a couple of conscious breaths in and out as we accept and fully become one with and feel its power. So let's breathe now together. May our every breath until we meet again.